Will is not cut off.
Nothing
there. There, where is it? But nothing, the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token. And the only word there spoken was the whispered word. That ain't a very good whisper.
God. Look at that.
This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word.
No, supporting her.
Lenore! Merely this, nothing more. It just didn't tell me anything. Kind of like the question of un-American activity. Back into the chamber turned, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely there's something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, nothing more. Is that little wind coming in off a plane?
Sit down.
What?
It's a sit down.
Sit down, strike. Yeah, we got the labor movement in here. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Jim Crow.
Jim Crow. Hey, he is a Southerner. He's a Southerner. That's what he is. He's a Southerner. The whole thing is a Jim Crow bit. Tell you. That's right. That's true.
You're too good.
Not the least in business, matey. Not a minute stop or stay. You see, just like those cotton picking segregation. Well, you know, just
back seat in the bus.
Just come marching right on in. But with mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, you just sat there, you know.
Sit down. I told
sit
you.
Sit down again, all over the place.
Did we miss that second part about the housing?
Oh,
what housing?
Perched upon a bust of palace just above my chamber door. Perched and
that's
sat, and nothing more.
Minneapolis, honey. You know the one they had the first part on that? Go ahead.
What about Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
I was on this bus once. I was going up to Duluth, and there's this guy from Jasper, Texas, you know. He's telling me how he's coming up. He's an engineer. He kept saying Minneapolis, Minneapolis, over and over again. He couldn't say that straight. I kept saying to him, Minneapolis. It's Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Is it Minneapolis? Just got in on Minneapolis and...
How was he coming up?
He came by the plane. He drove his old truck. As he drove his old pickup truck from Jasper into Houston, he got on his old plane. He come burning into Minneapolis. Then he was waiting around there and he says, I swear to God, I couldn't get a bus out for 3 solid hours. He said, I couldn't do it. And then he says, it took me, damn it to hell. He says, here it is. Left Minneapolis at 5:30, and it's 7:15 now. Where in hell am I? He said, you're in St. Paul. Where in hell is St. Paul? You know, that's about 10 miles from Minneapolis. My God, this is a slow bus, he said.
What would he do if he had to go to Indianapolis?
Did he get to Duluth?
Yeah, he isn't going to
Why
Duluth.
Going
He's going to
Moose
Lake.
Oh, Moose Lake.
Mm. Then this ebon bird beguiling all my fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, don't know a damn thing.
Shameless. Your
we shouldn't do this to Edgar. Edgar was
well,
much.
Was great.
Edgar, we shouldn't do this to Edgar. I mean, really.
He'd join in if he was here.
Really? I think he'd sit over there with his
but
rumba.
But depending on how much he had to drink. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be sitting over in the corner with his rumba. I wonder how he was like or what it was like, or how he was, or what something or other, when he was, you know, kind of down. I bet you he was real quiet.
When he was sober.
When it, well, what do you mean? He never was sober.
Well, he never cried.
Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly. Though its answer little meaning, little relevancy, boy. What the heck does that mean, relevancy? Now, you know, I only got an 8th grade education down there in Salt Flats, Texas, so I don't know.
Jim Crow's unrelated.
Well, I don't, one part of me knows, the other part of me knows. This part doesn't know, this part does. Here we are. Where are we?
Relevancy.
Yeah, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being everywhere yet was blessed with seeing a dog above his chamber door. I mean a bird. Bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door with such name as nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word.
He's sitting on the bust.
Yeah, on a bus. On a bus. On a bus.
On a bus.
I tell you, this guy is cotton-picking segregation.
No, it's sitting on a bus.
He's a segregation. For we cannot help agreeing that no living... No, that's wrong. Where are we? Where did we go? Here we are. As if his soul in that one word he did outpour, nothing further than he uttered, not a feather then he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before, the Wilbur Wright boys, I tell you, other friends have flown before. On the morrow, he will leave me as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, nevermore.
Jim Crow will never leave me.
No.
On the bus for the
He's team. Standing on his rights. He's standing on his state's rights, boy. Startled at the stillness broken by a reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore.
These are absolutely terrorizing.
But the raven still beguiling all my fancy into smiling.
What does it mean?
Straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy.
Blinking.
Thinking what these ominous bird of yore, what these grim or gainly ghastly gone and ominous bird of yore, meant in croaking, nevermore. What in hell did he mean by saying such a thing?
And now we're in Puerto Rico.
See now what he's doing is he's contradicting himself.
International.
These I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl's fiery eyes now burned into my boozing score. These and more I sat divining with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight lorded o'er. For whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight loading o'er, she shall press on nevermore. Then methought, dear Grudenser, perfumed from an ancient censer swung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor.
Who's swinging the censer? What's that about? Yeah,
I don't know.
Huh? What's that about? Zen Buddhism? They got censorship.
Zen Buddhism.
They got censorship.
Wretch, I cried. I got had lengthy by these angels here sent thee. Raspid, and the penalty. Yeah. From my memories of Lenore. Quap, oh quap, this kind of penalty and forget this loss, Lenore. Quoth the raven.
Nevermore.
Prophet said I, king of evil, prophet dealy, bird or devil. Whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore.
Is there balm in Gilead?
Prophet said I, king of evil, prophet steely, bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, till this soul with sorrow laden is within the distant Aiden, it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name
Namor.
She keeps coming in with the
She doesn't like that adolescent.
Even after the bomb of Gilead.
Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lanor, quoth the raven nevermore. And you know why Basil Rathbone could do this so well?
Right.
Because he used echo chambers. He cheated.
Yeah. You did?
Be that bird our slain a parting bird our fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest on the night's plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. See? That lie. See, it's already, the Cold War is already here, see? Lies, lies, they're all lies, they're lies. Everyone's a lie.
The atomic bomb of Gilead.
You know what I really want to do is be Jonathan Winters.
Oh.
Well, that's what I really want to do.
I do too.
I think he's great. Leave no black plume. Did I read it? Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door.
Throw him out of the bus.
Yeah. See? Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Holding his nose. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, on the padded bust of Paris just above my chamber door. And his eyes of all is seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted
nevermore.
This is a KDWB broadcast. Here's a real bomb on David Susskind. Take this guy.
Oh, you've got it hidden. Anyway. Well, I don't think you'll get it that way.
But I was making comments.
Oh.
Hello, victory. Hello, majesty. For all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord.
Some
people that it's probably full of butterflies.
In some way, if they're responsible for paying these kind of salaries.
Maybe.
There's going to be a brief message.
Like 4 years ago and 7 years ago, our big daddy set up on this scene a new pen dedicated to the idea that all us cats were born at the same race. Now us cats are fighting a war, testing whether that pad or any other pad so conceived can keep on existing. Now we are sitting on a great pillow fight of that war. Us cats are going to throw away except for a cemetery for those cats who stop breathing so that this pad may exist. It is like crazy that we should do this. But crazier yet, we cannot delegate, we cannot throw away, we cannot hollow this ground. Those brave cats who stop breathing have thrown away far beyond us cats' poor power to dedicate. Other camps will not remember nor long rack their brains on what we say here, but it will never forget the pillow was thrown here. It is for us cats to fix it so those brave cats did not stop breathing for nothing. This pad, under Kerouac, shall be born again in freedom. And a new FBI, of all cats, for all cats, and by all cats shall not be materialized from this earth.
But like nothing was going on there. So I went on to the Mendota Bridge and stood for about 15 and finally got a pickup by this guy and his wife going to the VA hospital.
And it was a ready, muddy day, Daddy. But I don't think this is swinging too well. Who knows? That's good.
Now, if a man is on a studio on a salary during that period of time, he takes a year.
He doesn't know what's going on with it. You know, when he died, it came out with only one shot. One shot magazine.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, real. You know, like those characters did.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a whole magazine, but then I just took the pictures I liked out of it and took the one thing by him. The rest is pretty much junk. Some of it was all right, but most of it was pretty
crummy.
Yeah, so. That's what that director, I was on Tig Manning told me. He introduced us to that tape recorder.
I'm trying to get one of these from the stock theater. They're awesome, you know.
You could, but if you want, I don't know, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ready. His name is Bonchashvai, Bonchashvai. And his name fits him like a cloak made in the hands of a master tailor. His death, like his life on earth, made no impression. If a horse had dropped dead in the street, it would have attracted more attention. But then, if there were as many horses as there are men like him, the horse too would have gone unnoticed. He never complained of either God or man. Hatred never flashed into his eyes. He never lifted his voice in bitterness to heaven. Job was unlucky. But this one was even less fortunate. When he was a week old, he was circumcised. No wine was drunk at this event. And at his bar mitzvah, no speeches were made. He lived like a grain of sand, along with millions like him. And when the wind lifted him and blew him upside down, no one noticed it. His mother died when he was 13. And he inherited his stepmother, who was a snake. He didn't complain. In Instead of food, he got moldy bread. Instead of meat, he got the gristle and skin. Wintertime, he chopped the wood barefoot in the yard, his hands and feet frozen. The black and blue marks showed through the holes in his pants. Did he complain? He never even complained to his father. He had nobody to play with, ever. He never spent a day in cheder, never had a book, never had a coat that wasn't somebody else's first. He never had a minute to himself. His father, drunk one night, threw him out of the house into the street. He picked himself up and went, whichever way the wind was blowing. However hungry he got, he kept silent. He begged only with his eyes. How many times he was arrested, vagrancy, loitering, no visible means of support. I couldn't begin to tell you how many times he got worse, the dirtiest, the heaviest, the most menial, and didn't get paid. I couldn't list them all. And worse than working harder was finding work. And through it all, silence. When they splashed mud on him, when they spit on him, when they made him walk in the gutter and told him, keep off the sidewalk. When he stood in the doorway begging for the money he was owed on a job and they told him to come back later, now it's not convenient. When they paid him, as they did, only parked or cheated him or gave him counterfeit money, he kept silent, although starvation and death were constantly by his side. Once good fortune smiled. He stopped two runaway horses and saved the life of the man inside, the owner of the carriage, although the driver of the carriage was killed. He was made the coachman and inherited also a wife, and more than that, a child. The wife and child of the driver killed in the accident. When his newfound protector went bankrupt and didn't pay him what he owed, he was silent. When his new wife ran away and left him with the newborn baby, he was silent. And 15 years later, when the boy grew up and threw him out of the house, even then, silent. And later, when this same benefactor ran him down in the street and the carriage wheels rolled over him, he didn't even report to the police who had done it. And in the hospital, his back broken, nothing. And when the doctor wouldn't touch his case without payment in advance, and the same for the hospital attendant who wouldn't give him a glass of water without first being paid, even then, silence. Silence in his last minute on earth, in the death struggle. Silence in death. One moment more. He was buried in a pauper's grave. Even the grave digger doesn't remember him. And a little stick was put up to mark the grave. The wind blew it over the next day, and the grave digger's wife found it and used it to stir a pot of potatoes. And in all, from birth to death, not a word against God, not a word against man. I can write that one.
Did you see the end? You have a marvelous voice, Jim. Very good diction.
Well, I'm conscious of myself.
In
already.
Your speech, but, you know, too well.
You mean in speech?
Hmm? Yeah.
You mean your speech? I mean, teenagers don't have much trouble being conscious.
key down. Look at me now.
I used to watch him all the time.
What's happening to him here?
No, dear.
Chris. They're getting hot here.
The second night held different qualities. Only three of us dug in even more vibrant scene. Thomas, Scott, and I were there at opening session. I can feel this beautiful swinging almost immediately. Directly in front of us, the goodness was for us to know. Jaybird could feel mocking eyes observing as he swung with physical emotion and digging, understanding these sounds. The cold squares, which made up nearly 90% of the audience, just couldn't be reached no matter how obvious the message became. And if this couldn't reach them, whatever could. Their lives so empty, they had even lost the natural desire to fill them. For to them, these boys of madness just appeared as foolish exhibitionists making show. But Jaybird swang with friends, flaunting expression of insulting, contempt-filled faces. These young birds have grown into and established contact with performing artists, and both dug each other on different but equal levels. Richard on drums was flash-eyeing Jaybird and devouring his quick, intense responses, the fiendish tapping on skins. There was this wondrous scene, and then to be interrupted by violent... Check. There was this wondrous scene, and then to be interrupted by, violated by heartless, materialistic goon world that always is snuffing out happy hours, always stands ready to destroy human art experiences. The waitress broke into our lost world of Jaybird and friends. With crass pseudo-politeness, I'm sorry you'll have to leave now. There is a long line waiting. And you boys aren't eating enough pizza to occupy potential space for money taking to fill hungry till. So, but we wouldn't leave. We insisted on standing in dark corner attacked by monstrous stares of impolite insulting indignity of mockery. But we dug sounds anyway, and after half an hour of pushing waitresses, remarks of shrew manageress, and disgusted glances piercing out of candle-lit darkness, we gained enough courage to ask two black-haired chicks with ringside tables if we could sit in with them. After a little bit period of extempore on part of brother Cat Thomas, we joined happy impressionable duo of fairly intelligent female cats, and they were cats, a little restrained, but willing to dig sounds, but rather unreachable as far as honest understanding of truth of modern phrases of this quartet jazz. But I dug the one on my right elbow with momentary rush crush because of her obvious flattering attention to and interest in this one young Jaybird. We dug each other for 40 and swang with light conversation on general fields of musical endeavor and self-relation of personal experiences of wide travel, etc. But at strike of 12, young, dark, healthily plump chick with startling French-Spanish face with fine art complexion
had to cut from scene to catch ride with older brother to suburban Wayzata. So Jaybird lost an attentive fan, relaxed and dug with feverish, intense excitement the final hour of swinging sound. And they knew time. Louise, tall, slender bird of youth with expressive face of Semitic beauty, tender, deep eyes and flashing real truth smile, will I know you?
She just likes me. I don't like her very much, but she's one of my girlfriends.
Do you have any other ones?
Yeah, I have one more.
I have two more. What do you like about her?
Well, one is a Joanne Post.
What do you like about her?
Well, she's in my class, and she's good, and she likes me, but I don't like her very much, but she's one of my girlfriends.
You think she's pretty?
Yeah, a little.
Do you have any other ones? Any boyfriends or any other girlfriends?
One more. One is Joran's. But
what especially do you like about her?
Well,
Do you mean Ellen Schneiderman?
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen. Oh. What do you like about her?
Well, she's... Oh, I don't know.
Do you think that she's pretty?
Yeah, she's a little.
Do you have any boyfriends?
I have some, yeah.
Who are they?
Yeah, one is Pat.
What do you like about him?
Well, he's nice.
You think he's handsome?
Yeah.
Okay. And any other boyfriends?
Well, yeah.
Who?
Well, Portman. Eddie.
Eddie, what do you like about him?
Well, he's nice, good.
Do you have any other ones?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, Wortman's that.
What do you like about him?
Well, he's good, he's nice, but I don't know what happened.
What do you do in school, and who is your teacher?
Her name is Mrs. Gebhardt.
Yeah. What else?
And one girl is naughty.
Oh, who is she?
Her name is Debbie Hearn.
What does she do to be naughty?
Well, she runs across the room and stuff like that.
Do you have any What do you and your, why do you and your teacher think? What do you and your teacher think about her being naughty? Why do they, what, do you know why she's naughty?
No, I like that paint with a paintbrush or anything like that.
Do you like to spatter paint?
No, no, not very much.
Do you know anything you wish you do not like at all to do in school? Is there anything at all?
No one.
Are there any other things you would like to say about your school and your girlfriend?
Yeah, there's one.
What?
One of our hamsters died. He was named Honeybee too. And so we got a new one from a different school. They have lots of
different. That's nice. How did the other honeybee die?
Well, I don't know. I forgot.
Oh. Are you done?
She always hits me.
Well, what do you like about her? Do you think she's cute or pretty? Or do you think she's mean and ugly?
She's sort of pretty, but...
Do you think she's cute?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you definitely do? Not? Well, put it this way. Do you have any other girlfriends?
A boy. Or boyfriend.
Or boyfriends.
I don't like a boyfriend, but I only have one girl.
Who are these boyfriends of yours?
Well, one's Pat.
What do you like about him? Pat who? Pat Davis?
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
I thought that was Patty's boyfriend.
Well, I guess he's both of them. All right, what do you like about him?
I just like him and he's cute.
Well, do you think you'll ever learn to like this girlfriend of yours? Do you like any other boyfriend?
I got lots of boys.
Name one of them.
One name is Andy.
Oh, Andy who? Andy?
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
Him.
don't go to school? I have one.
Two.
Huh? Do you like Sammy Nemo?
Yes.
Is that it? He doesn't go to school.
You're even older than him.
Yeah.
Very nice answer you gave me, Nancy.
He called me and he said, Mark, I want to play I'm Cop. Hey, Mark, what do you want to go to school?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go to school?
Because all my other friends are going to school.
Oh. Do you think
you might be in their room?
Yeah.
I would say they're so old, they'll be in a higher grade than you.
They might
be in your room by accident.
They might flunk.
Yeah.
Well, now, what else would you like to say this morning?
That's all.
Very nice, right? Goodbye.
Sister Jan's birthday party today,
And I think after you interview me, I'm going to have to get ready, and so is Danny, because we're both going. And you see, only Danny was invited, only yesterday Jan said I could come to her party too and be a helper with the presents and things, and serving the food and everything. And so, I'm going, and it's the tournament.
And any boyfriends in your room in school?
Well, yes, there's one that all our girls love, and it's Mark. Yes, all the girls love.
Why do they like you?
Well, he's so cute and so shy, and everybody likes shy people. Right, they like to make him.
Is there any other boys in your room?
Well, no, there is.
Is Jimmy Hunter in your room?
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot all about him. I like him, too. He's so cute. He's one of my boyfriends.
Why do you think he's cute?
Well, I don't know. I just think he's cute.
Is he handsome?
Yes, I think he's handsome. And he's the bravest. All the hunters are one of the bravest boys in the school. They're all the best runner, the best player. Everybody's scared of them.
Oh, is that down at your wing anyhow?
Yes, it's at least down around.
Well, my wing is the school. No, nobody is hardly afraid.
Very famous at our wing.
They are the most famous thing in our, especially in our room. They're great.
Well, now, would you like to say anything else?
Well, no, I guess that's all. Unless you have any questions.
Well, let me see. Danny, could you think of any questions to ask her?
Yeah.
What?
What does she do in school?
Yes, what do you do in school?
Well, we do art and we just got through in social studies studying Indians. Now we're studying food, different kinds of food. And I see, are you studying food?
No, we aren't.
Well, then I thought you were because when you bring home a menu.
Oh, yes, we used to study. Marking.
And we do art and reading and arithmetic and spelling things.
Mark, do you have any questions for me to ask her?
What does she do at home?
Yes, what do you do at home? What have you done these last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday?
Well, Saturday, I played with Vicky all day, and I didn't come in the house hardly at all. Went out in the morning, and I only came in the house only for about a minute. And then Sunday, which is today, I hardly didn't do anything, but I know I'm going to have such a joyful time in the park. Next time.
I've got one I liked 2.5 years ago or so.
Oh,
his name, please?
Patrick.
Patrick who?
John Patrick Johnson.
Oh.
Most of the people in the neighborhood are scared of him.
No, they aren't scared of him. They just don't like him.
Yes.
And
he thinks he's a big show-off stinker.
Any other boyfriends?
No.
Any other new boyfriends or old boyfriends or anything? Any girlfriends?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who are they?
Judy Golden.
Oh?
Just goodness. What about Judy Goldman? I mean, is she cute or what do you like about her?
She's nice.
How's Jill? You said something about a Jill stallion?
Yes, she doesn't like me anymore, but I still like her and I think she's real cute.
Any others?
Let me see. Oh, Ellen Ryer.
Uh-huh. What do you like about her?
She's nice.
Well, that's the thing that you should look at. Not only because they're cute, but because they're nice. Now, who else?
I can't think of anywhere else bad.
I hear you.
Oh, Sherry Scott.
Oh. And do you go to school?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you play hockey? What do you do in school?
Study work.
Do you have any friends from school?
Yes, Sally.
Sally who?
Sally.
Thanks. Oh, and what do you like about her?
She's nice.
And any others?
Linda Backstetter.
Linda Backstetter. Oh. What do you like about her? What do you like about her?
She's nice and pretty and beautiful and cute.
Anybody else?
No.
I hear you have an Anne Esplin in your room.
Yeah.
Don't you like her?
She's okay, but not special.
Okay. Now, what is your teacher's name?
Mr. Anne.
Oh, Mr. Mr. Anderson. Do you go to any other school?
Ah! Hey, hey!
Do you go to any other school?
Yeah, I go to Hebrew school.
Oh, what do you do there?
What?
Yes.
Any other school?
Yeah, dancing school.
Any other schools? Or do you three?
Yes, Spanish.
Do you like that? Who do you learn it by?
Senora Hathaway.
I hear somebody called him Dobigail.
Dobigail. No, Dumbigail. But everybody calls him Dobigail because he's a dope.
Why did you say it's Mr. whatever?
Senor Hathaway, because yeah. Senor Hathaway is his real name. But his regular name is
Do you see him on television or something?
Yes.
Oh.
Please drop the subject about social. I mean,
no, it sounds very interesting.
Oh, no, please.
Okay. Can you say a sentence in Spanish?
What should I say?
Say, this is my sister.
There. I don't know how you say sister.
There. On that
I mean, I don't know.
Say anything you want.
I don't know what to say. I'll say
Pinguino
Roja El Blanca. I mean, Pinguino
mixture.
Spanish
and Hebrew.
Pinguino Blanca y Negro.
And what does that mean?
The penguin is black and white.
Oh, I want to call Pine.
Oh, and Danny, do you have any questions to ask Jocelyn?
Well, I do. What is the teacher's name?
I asked her that, she said it was Mr. Anderson.
What do you like in school?
What do you like best about in school?
Nothing.
Art.
But we never have it.
Don't you like music?
No, not the music. I like music, but not the songs he teaches us.
Yeah. Mark, you have to... Oh, he's on the telephone. Excuse me. Well, we have to rush it up now because our time's almost up and we have to get to the park.
Oh.
Does anybody know any other questions to ask Joffrey?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Daddy?
How long does she want her hair?
How long do you want her hair?
I want my hair as long as it will get.
Down to your feet, right?
Yeah.
The thing that made her do that, she saw a picture in the magazine with a girl in the waterfall.
No, that
hair flowing.
Oh, my cousin had long hair.
And just a minute.
My cousin had long hair at the time, and I like long hair, so I...
How long is your hair now?
Long hair. About my width.
About my width.
3 inches below your waist?
Okay,
two inches.
There's hardly any tape left. I guess we gotta go now.
All right.